This past weekend, Maribel and I reactivated our gym membership. It had been 3 months and a little bit since we had gone back to the JCCs. We had deactivated it after my bicycle accident. And so with the good news of this last week that I've gained so much mobility in my arm and my elbow, I decided it was time to go back, mainly for the sauna and the jacuzzi, the hot tub, to help me with healing, but also to see if I could incorporate some of the exercises or some of the machines to help also with the practice, with the healing. For the last year or so, I usually go to the JCCs and practice yoga and then go to the sauna. And so when I went back this Saturday and also Sunday, I went back to my yoga practice in one of the areas there. And as I was doing my asanas, I realized sort of the memory of where I was prior to the accident with yoga and where I am now. And sort of the comparison brought some sadness to myself. As you know, last week I got really good news from my surgeon, and I've been on this sort of gratitude high. And going back to the gym and reminding myself through sort of this place that is so familiar of what I've lost has sort of brought back the sense of sadness. I mentioned that because life, as I've learned, is a series of 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows. And as much as I would like to stay in the gratitude point or high, the sadness comes back, right? And so that sort of tension between gratitude or joy and sadness is an aspect of my life, and I'm guessing it's probably an aspect of yours. And the idea is not to deny either one, actually to embrace them fully. And I guess that's what I'm trying to do. So when I was practicing, it's just like this wave of just, oh, loss. And then it was a wave of gratitude, but look how far I've come along. And in that way, that emotional sort of landscape or tidal movement within myself sort of became my practice, embracing both the gratitude and the loss and the sadness. And so I hope as you're listening to this message today that you're able to embrace both elements as fully as you can, the gratitude and the loss or the sadness. And in doing so, you find that you have more capacity, which is ultimately what any practice is really about. It's not so much the practice itself, but the fact that we can live more present and wholeheartedly and with greater ease and with a greater ability to serve ourselves and to serve others. Wishing you all the very best. Take care.